First thing I wanted to ask you about this before we get into some other things is ownership culpability here, because Jim Crane stepped up after AJ Hinch and Jeff Luna were fired or were suspended and announced that he'd fired him. And it's pretty clear in the commissioner's investigative report that, you know, that he kind of drew a line under the knowledge Jim Crane may have had as owner of this team. How much culpability is there here on the part of the owner? As someone who's sort of had to deal with the split between ownership, management, on-field personnel?
Yeah, so remember that every commissioner has a problem because they report to the owners.
Mm-hmm.
The owners decide whether to extend their contract. They decide how much money they're going to pay. So when a commissioner is in position to discipline an owner, if it's not a slam dunk like race, think Donald Sterling or Marge Schott.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about something that there's no actual way to firmly prove, there's no smoking gun, then you're actually gonna come out and say the owner had no idea. Of course, for all of us in the game, we know that is absurd. Every owner involved, if you think that an owner and doesn't know that there's a monitor in the dugout and that trash cans are being banged, then you're just delirious. Of course Jim Crane knew what was going on. Does that mean that he should be forced to sell his team? No, because the Astros are not the only team engaging in this sort of sign stealing using technology. That's also very clear to the commissioner. So if he has to go take care of one owner, then he's got to take care of a lot of owners, and then you've got a problem. So then he does the next best thing. He takes care of the president of baseball ops and the manager. But Jeff, you've been around the block. You both have. Jim Crane did not decide to fire Hinch and Luno. They were suspended for a year. This was all completely planned, that baseball would suspend them for a year, and then an hour and a half later, Crane himself would announce their firing.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense, David, that this would have been coordinated for, you know, both the protection and the good of the business of baseball, right? That's kind of what we're talking about.
The entire day was coordinated. The day that this was announced, the time it was announced, what time Jim Crane would meet the media, all statements. The only thing that may not have been done that, in my opinion, and I talked about this on Nothing Personal both yesterday and today, this broke a minute before I started the show, so I basically changed my whole show and talked about this entirely, is that there needed to be talking points for players and for management of other teams, what to say as it relates to this, because questions are going to come fast and furious, and a unified front would be important.
Well, but they essentially put out a gag order, right? That they told other teams not to comment on this, that's the initial response.
Well, right. So we always, like with labor, you get gag orders, you get fined if you say the wrong thing. But the bottom line is that the media and the fans are going to want answers.
Yeah.
And answers, you can't keep a gag order forever. People want to know, do you feel, first question to the Yankees, do you feel that you would have won the World Series or the LCS? To the Dodgers, do you think that it's unfair what the Astros did? These are guaranteed questions that for a market, an individual market, you have to let a team answer.
Yeah.
But it would be good to have talking points sent in advance.
Now, look, obviously containment would be what Rob Manfred, that's the goal here, right? And so you have, you know, we know what they've done in Houston. There's something's coming in Boston. We know that. And they've, you know, gone to great lengths to, you know, identify Alex Cora as the, you know, the virus here, right? Like, he's the guy.
Can you imagine, right? The lone gunman, I'm calling him.
I guess what I say is, like, maybe it might be the wrong question, but from a baseball business point of view, I think, you know, that's the commissioner did the right thing, and he works for the owners, as you have pointed out. But, you know, is there any other sense where we could judge whether this was the right or wrong thing to do, responding to what is, you know, in some ways, you know, one of the greatest scandals in baseball history? You know, Jeff and I put it ahead of performance enhancing drugs. That's just us. But, you know, there's the Black Sox. But what else? You know, what else have you got?
Yeah, I'm putting Black Sox, Pete Rose betting on his team or against his team. I'm putting PEDs, all of those things way above this because you think it's just the Astros and Red Sox. What bothers me and what a scandal is when there's a non-level playing field, when there's an unfair advantage, not because of intelligence, but because of something that gives you the advantage that other teams cannot possibly match. So PEDs, what bothered me is that some players took the high road and didn't want to risk their physical well-being, and they did not want to take performance-enhancing drugs for that reason. In gambling, if you're gambling against your team or for your team, you are impacting the integrity of the game. Rob is talking these punishments, and the reason why he came down so hard is under the cloak of integrity of the game because of all the money that's involved now with gambling and MGM and sponsorships, et cetera. But his reality, and he knows it, deep down when he goes to bed at night, he knows that there are 30 teams doing and trying to do the same thing, and the teams who are being caught are the ones who got caught and didn't do it as well. Went too far, and that's why they're being punished.
Yeah, it's, you know, and hearing you speak, the one thing I think I know a little bit about from covering sports is everybody says the commissioner's got to get to the bottom of this. Well, no, not sometimes you don't want to get to the bottom of it. You know, sometimes you only want to know what half the ingredients are in the sausage. The other half, you just kind of like to leave them over in that shelf where all the chemicals are, right? And I think that's where we're at here with, like, I don't think, I could be wrong, David, but I think once the Boston Red Sox, once the hammer falls on them, that's going to be it.
So the problem that baseball has now, you said a word that we use all the time, and it's a PR crisis word. You said containment. The number one rule of containment is you don't rip the Band-Aid off one hair at a time because then it really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is get it all out there as quickly as possible. We'll know more about the issue of containment because the Red Sox should, whatever their suspensions and firings are and fines and loss of draft picks are going to be, you want it out there as quickly as possible, not a three-month investigation that ends in the middle of the season where you want to focus on the field. But now we've got players who are stepping up and saying, listen, you know, Logan Morrison, the former Marlin, came out and said, hey, I know for a fact the Yankees and Dodgers were doing this as well, so you better be careful before you throw stones.
Mm.
So you're not going to hear a lot of other owners and GMs publicly saying that this is deserved and we're happy what happened to the Astros because, A, they are happy because they never liked any, you know, Lunau or Hinch, but, B, they know that they are just as guilty as well.
David, you've won a World Series as a team president. Does this cheapen, in your mind, the World Series that the Astros have won and by, you know, if the Red Sox get the book thrown at them, the Red Sox as well?
Do you know that one of the rules during our playoff run is the bench players, Jack McKeon never played his bench, right?
Yes.
So you know going in, you're not going to play. Their whole job was to steal signs. That's what they were supposed to be doing.
But they weren't supposed to be using prohibited video equipment to do it, David. That's the difference between that and this.
Everybody is. Everybody's using video. Everybody. Whenever the video came, like saying, I said on my show today, which will come out in like an hour, nothing personal. That's like saying, hey, now that you have a rear-facing camera, that you're excused when you hit, that you get in more trouble when you back into a car. Just think about, just because technology got better, right, that doesn't change the way people act. It makes them better at driving than they were before the rear-facing camera.
But, you know, though the one thing I would say is because they, you know, and you can take this anyway, because of the Apple Watch thing, right, which is, and that's why they issued the initial kind of, don't do this, you can't do this, this is where we're drawing the line. Yes, people have been stealing signs forever and ever in baseball, and it's part of the tactics of the game. It's part of the intelligence of the game. But the Apple Watch thing was kind of, but you can't do this. Like, once you actually say that, doesn't that shift this into a different conversation than guys scuffing baseballs or, you know, stealing signs from second base?
But there are rules about doctoring baseballs, right? There's rules about all sorts of things. Why aren't you upset about all the things that we do in order to get advantages for certain pitchers when they're pitching? What about the way we cut the grass? It's supposed to be uniform fields. When we've got speedy players at the top of the lineup, we're cutting the grass high so we can make sure that we have the ability to get bunt singles.
Yeah, no, I understand, but I guess I'm saying baseball in its own weird way was kind of explicit that they considered this next level, that this was different.
Yeah, I think that they made a decision to take a stand on technology, except now it's gotten away from them. So I think what you're going to see is baseball has a choice, right? They've come down hard on the Astros. They're going to come down hard on the Red Sox. But I do not believe that they can continue this. So they are going to have to make a statement and then stick with it and live with it that nobody else violated, quote, the technology. But they know very well that everybody violated it. But they started. Remember how this started, guys? It was Mike Fiers,
right,
who went public with it because the Astros didn't sign him to a free agent contract, and he was upset about it. This wasn't news to baseball.
But you know, but David, if that's true, like again, if it is as you know endemic as you say, then that's going to come out. You know, there's a lot of players, right? And there are ex-players, and there are clubbies, and there are trainers. It's going to come out.
So I agree with you, and it is coming out. What's coming out is players are acknowledging that this is something that's done and that's always been done.
We know that Major League Baseball is talking about having an electronic strike zone, robot umpires. I prefer calling it electronic strike zone. There's some talk, David, about pitcher to catcher communication or pitching coach to pitcher communication. Is this a sign that maybe baseball needs to, I'm not going to say step back from technology, but baseball needs to just really kind of, I don't know, really come up with a detailed plan. I know that sounds really vague-ish, but a detailed plan as to how they are going to implement technology in the future.
Well, we're always doing that, right? But that's not unique to baseball. Never want to retard technology, right? You always want technological improvements. And then new laws and new rules come into place. It used to be that cell phones, when they first started, there were all these rules about them on planes, let's say. And now they're mostly relaxed because research comes out. And I guess, that doesn't get in the way of the landing gear coming out on an airplane the way we were first told it does. Wi-Fi, all sorts of things. We want to make as most technology... iPads are now in the dugouts.
Yeah.
All baseball needs to do is make sure that the playing field is level. That will not change the fact that more intelligent teams and more intelligent people will be constantly looking for ways to bend the rules, break the rules, go as far as they can until they get caught, and then work on the next way to bend and break the rules. That's been happening since the beginning of time in every industry.
But, I was just thinking when you mentioned that, Jeff, David, if pitchers could communicate with catchers the way an offensive coordinator communicates with a quarterback in football now, which was also a big technological change, or a coach could communicate with a base runner that way, that actually doesn't impact, that kind of protects the integrity of the game, right? Because that's the reason you have all those goofy signs and signals and stuff is to keep that stuff secret, right? I'm not sure that would change, that would affect the integrity of baseball if that happened.
Speed up the game, I can tell you.
Well, it would definitely speed up the game. It would get rid of mound visits or a lot of them. You wouldn't have to, you wouldn't have to wave the signs around if you're a catcher. I'm thinking that actually doesn't hurt baseball, does it?
I had someone tell me that if they do the earpiece from dugout to pitcher, they'll spend time figuring out how to interfere with the signal.
Yeah, maybe. I got it.
And try to tap into the signal.
Well, the only thing is,
there's always going to be people.
Yeah, the thing is, though, the NFL found a way around that. They have an official in the stadium who cuts off communication. And you might be able to do that, say to the pitching, and I know we're looking ahead here, but saying you got 10 seconds. After 10 seconds, I'm cutting off the communication. And you're right. Maybe, maybe Putin could hack into that system as well. I don't know. But you're right. You're certainly right, David. You technology is on the march and baseball is not going to stop it. Is Rob Manfred's legacy? I guess it'll depend on how this thing ultimately plays out. But Rob, from having dealt with Rob, Are you surprised by anything you've seen from him in this sort of the initial stages of this investigation?
No, this has been Rob Manfred 101, right? Textbook. He's doing it. He's doing it perfectly, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. He is doing his best to manage a situation. And I'm a fan of Rob's because he truly is in an impossible situation. He's got to find a way to make sure that stakeholders in baseball do not believe that the actual result on the field was impacted by anything the Astros did. That's his number one focus right now, so he can move on to the next crisis, because there's always going to be one. The ones that hurt the most and are legacy defining is when people believe that outcomes have been deleteriously impacted by the actions of either a player or somebody off the field.
Yep.
And I don't think that anyone other than avid fans who are being irrational can say that they know for certain that the Astros would not have won the World Series were it not for trash can banging.